Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch says the state just issued a large operating note of $800 million. Hipsch says that short-term borrowing makes sure the state has money on hand for the next 3 months.
We would be able to, in the short term, weather almost any type of federal revenue shortfall.
Beyond that, there are several areas of state government that could be affected if the President and Congress don't reach a deal on raising the federal debt ceiling by August 2nd. Hipsch says federal money for low-income heating assistance could be endangered, as could federal Medicaid money. Over the long term, Hipsch says the move could also drive up interest rates for the state and local governments.
I think many of us have heard the impact that this could have on personal mortgages and things along those lines. It's not that much different for states and local governments as well.
The rating agency Moody's recently announced that if the federal government defaults, it could also downgrade local government bond ratings. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson issued a statement saying the warning should be a wake-up call to the members of Congress who think the debt ceiling debate is just another ideological war without consequence. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.